So we see that for the increase in Omicron cases, most of them are actually imported cases. So actually, a lot of them are also, is there any plans to do more arrival testing and also tightening of BTLs to prevent more Omicron from entering Singapore?
We have already made measures to enhance our testing protocol at our borders. And indeed, those were the measures that helped to buy us time. And that's why I mentioned earlier, we were in fact thinking that the Omicron surge might even happen in December, but as it turned out, I think the measures we put in place helped to buy us time. That was the whole intention of the measures, not to stop Omicron, because we have also said it's not possible to stop Omicron from coming into our community. At this juncture, we already have Omicron transmission in the community. So the focus is no longer about the borders anymore. This was last year. We put in place a testing regime. We bought us time to prepare for Omicron. And we used this very, very valuable time to strengthen our healthcare system and to update our healthcare protocols. At this juncture, now that Omicron is in our community, we have to learn to live with Omicron as we did with Delta. And so our focus now is to move towards living with Omicron, dealing with the wave as it comes, and we will have to make sure as we go through this wave that our healthcare system is able to take care of those who need care, as we highlighted just now.
Let me add a few more points. Remember, the restrictions are still in place. After Omicron came about, we did tighten the rules. So if you are returning even from a VTL flight, while you are not on SHN, you are subject to this 7-day testing regime. And that's how many of the imported cases are being uncovered. We also reduced the quota for VTL, so the numbers are also reduced. But question is, do you want to tighten further? Say stop VTL. You can stop, say, this particular country A now have high cases, so you stop the VTL entirely. It does affect our reputation, but more importantly, does it help? Because today is country A, tomorrow is country B, in Europe, in US, and then will be in the region, Malaysia, and so on. And before you know it, if you take that approach, you are back to closing down your borders. And what happened is we've gone back 2 years. And whatever we have achieved, we're giving it all up. So when we look at Omicron, if it's indeed a very transmissible virus with very harmful and bad outcomes, we will have no choice. We will have to hunker back down. We'll lose another 2 years of hard work, and we wait for the next vaccine that can cure or that can protect ourselves against such a harmful virus. But when we start to understand Omicron, it causes less severe illnesses than Delta. Remember, MOH and Saw Swee Hock School published an article not too long ago saying that with Delta variant, if you are vaccinated, the risk of you falling very sick, needing ICU care or die, is less than that of influenza. That means that with vaccination, we can learn and we can live with Delta variant. And now comes along Omicron variant, which is less severe. And vaccinations still work. And with boosters, it will work even better. So all the more, I think the correct conclusion is that we can live with Omicron. Thank goodness, after what we found out about Omicron. So let's not take measures that actually undo all the progress we made, but instead, whatever we have achieved, try to build upon it. And that's why we are making this few changes today.
Let me just add that it's important for us to understand the significance of the connectivity that Singapore has with the rest of the world. Putting aside the economic importance of Singapore's as a hub status, but it is also important for us to ensure that there's opportunity for Singaporeans who are overseas to come back, as well as family members who are separated to be reunited. And that was the basis on which we have established the VTL for land between Singapore and Malaysia. So once we close all the VTLs, even without the VTLs, you will still have non-VTL connection between Singapore and other countries. Omicron will still be able to enter Singapore unless we impose a total lockdown, close our borders entirely. But we then have to ask a question, what do we do when we close the border? What are we waiting for? So when are we going to open it up? So that therefore, when we impose border restrictions, it is to buy us time to better understand the variant that is emerging, to better understand what we can do to counteract the new variants, the new threat that is appearing. And therefore, we did impose a stricter border control in the beginning when Omicron first emerged. But as we gain more knowledge about it, and we begin to adjust our border measures, and we also scale back our VTL in order to buy us time to prepare the healthcare system to be ready for the new wave, but at the same time to buy us time to get better knowledge about the new variant and how we can counteract it and whether or not the vaccine was effective against it. I think Minister Ong gave an explanation of what we were looking for during the last press conference, and we have now got answers to many of these questions, and therefore we are more confident now to be able to be in a better position to confront the Omicron wave that is oncoming. So I think we have to be very careful and to take a calibrated approach in managing all our countermeasures against COVID-19, including our border measures.